It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 spiked in Colorado to their highest levels yet after Thanksgiving, but the last week has brought a welcome drop in the number of hospital cases. Dr. Kenneth Lynn Q, a pulmonologist at National Jewish Health, says there could be two explanations.
Hopefully people took a lot of seeing what was happening seriously, but more than likely just knowing how these outbreaks go, they do have little ups and downs. It's probably just a statistical anomaly.
There are currently more than 1,600 Coloradans hospitalized with COVID-19. Denver wants residents to help guide its response to climate change. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Last month, Denver voters approved a new sales tax to fund climate change projects. The city now wants residents to help decide how it'll spend the revenue, which should be about $20 to $40 million a year. The city has opened applications to join its Sustainability Advisory Council. It'll guide policy on science, climate equity, buildings, and transportation. Applications are due January 15th. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Congress appears on track to approve funds to restore stream banks along the South Platte River. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Congressional leaders have approved a final version of the Water Resources Development Act for 2020. It includes nearly $350 million for the South Platte River and tributaries project. The restoration work will create more green space through the heart of Denver and help to protect homes and businesses from the threat of future flooding. The legislation is expected to be approved by both chambers before the end of the year. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado's largest school district says it's planning to move all students back to in-person learning starting in January. Kids in Denver will return to their classrooms in phases, and the district's outgoing superintendent says that will happen only if health conditions allow. This is CPR News.